This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has a smile. I think our face has a smile, and I think our voice has a smile in it as well. Fabulous that we're back together again. The DJV crowd, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schillen. There's a song that came from a lady named Mary Lee Rush back in the late 60s, I think, early 70s. I'll save you. I won't sing it. We already had a little
practice. You can do a little spoken word for
us. Yeah. I'll call you Angel of the Morning is the name of the song, and
I sing that one.
Would call you my Angels of the Morning, Jennifer, an Angel Victoria, an Angel Kara, an Angel. So we're all set now. I have the appropriate attitude. My horoscope says that I could be in an irritable mood today.
Uh-oh.
It could be triggered by some former emotional patterns. May leave me feeling argumentative. I need to work today on recognizing my emotions as they arise and understanding where they come from. And if I should find myself becoming frustrated with people close to me, I need to take a deep breath and ask myself, when did I feel this way before?
Well, get ready to take a deep breath, because the only thing people think is more boring than listening to what you dreamed about last night is listening to someone else's horoscope.
That is true.
Have I done anything? Have I talked about my dreams lately?
No, I'm not hitting you for that. I'm just saying when people, there are two things that probably like make people want to like put their head down for a minute.
Yeah.
And that is when someone says, oh, I had the craziest dream last night.
Right. I had a dream about you.
And then here's the horoscope for Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
and you're an Aquarius.
Oh, you're so the Aquarius Scorpio. I'll get that out if you'd like it. Anyway, it's kind of. Fine, I say that to set the tone because I will have a travel day today. By dinner time tonight, I'll be back in your hood, Jennifer.
About time.
Enjoy. Well, it's the weather's so bad here, and I can't get anything done on the farm, and it is frustrating me. I think part of my emotional angst is that I can't get anything going, and the politicking is all done in town, and so and I figure I'll spend another week with the kids, and by that time things will be dried out, and I can get back to the focus, but the
well,
wings.
I'll give you this news. It was 86 degrees.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Wow. Today in LA.
I had three reports yesterday, and they all suggested the same thing. Speaking of traveling, JetBlue and Boeing have an interesting idea. There's a new company, and the word is that Elon Musk may have some connection to it, but it's not confirmed. The company's called Zenum Aero. They're developing hybrid jets with electric motors instead of the gas-guzzling, fuel-guzzling jet engines that we have today. This company, which is 3 years old, is designing an aircraft that will hold 50 passengers and will be powered by what is essentially a Prius engine.
Wow.
Prius in the sky.
That's right. Prius
what
in the sky
wrong?
With diamonds. So this is something JetBlue has signed on. They said they would be, because they're using those Embraer 50 to 100 passenger airplanes, as most of the other airlines are now, for short hauls. And they want to try something that might showcase a cheaper way, a more efficient way of getting the shuttles done, like New York to Washington, Washington to Washington, Boston. They're short hops that are less than 1,000 miles that have not a lot of people in them, in the communities have 5,000 or fewer people. This would be quite... Can you imagine, though? I mean, just put your... Wrap your head around getting on a plane and looking outside at the engine that's strapped to the wings, and it's an electric engine. It's not... there's no power outside. It's all in the plane. There are generators now in planes. Whether this is what is going to make this easier to do than you think, because whether you know it or not, there are most conventional planes have two wings on them. I'm sorry, two wings. Yeah, good.
I hope so.
That's right.
Have two engines, one on each wing. In the old days, there were four. The first 707 had four engines, and then the Convairs, and then they got three in the 727. They got it down to two with the 737, which is more or less the standard today, even with the bigger planes, the 57, 67, 77, they all, 87, they all have two engines. So in the plane itself, however, in the underbelly, is a third engine. It's a small jet engine. So when you hear the plane as you land and you go to the gate, and you hear the engine shutting down, you also, there's a flicker of light, and you wonder, okay, what's that all about? That's the other engine being powered up. If you ever walk around, if you're ever outside in an airport, like you get into a bus that goes from one terminal to another, and you go behind the plane and you hear, and you see at the back of the plane what looks like a large exhaust pipe. Well, that's what it is. It's a pipe. Any plane, you look at the end, the rear end of the plane, there's always a pipe. It's about a 4 or 5 inch hole in the rear of the plane. That's the exhaust for the generator. It's run by a small jet engine. So they can take that generator and the small jet engine and power these electric engines by at least getting them to start so they can generate these batteries that Musk is making power them. That's fascinating, actually, to contemplate being able to do this. So
I think it's great to have the shorter hops, the regional airports, I think, is part of this business plan.
Service.
Yeah, using some of those smaller ones. I mean, there's one right near where I grew up, and it's basically, it became an executive airport.
Yeah.
It used to have commercial regional
flights.
Stuff,
but
then it just became an executive airport, and it's just private jets. So, you know, it's the runway's there. I mean, everything's there. If you can not clog up a bigger airport, it makes sense.
You go into, I've often said, Jennifer, that LAX was my favorite airport because it's so easy to get in and out of. That's true once you get to the terminal.
But right.
Getting to the terminal these days is
an
unbelievable nightmare. Getting around in that traffic and that U, once you get in, it's fine. But getting there, Boston is the same. New York. My problem with JFK is it's so far out of the city, it takes so long to get there.
Yeah, LaGuardia is my jam. I love LaGuardia.
Also trafficked up to the ear. You sit on the ground most of the time for a half an hour or more to get out of LaGuardia.
Yeah, that's true. It depends on when you fly. I mean, I always take the first earliest flight I can, and I never fly on a weekend because that's a disaster at LaGuardia.
So think about this. We're doing a little comparison and contraction now. For those of you who are making your travel plans for the summer, and many of you are, that's one of the reasons that I'm spending time on this right now, because a lot of people, end of March, beginning of April, before April.
Summer vacation to planning,
they're making their plans for summer vacation. So are you going to stay domestic? Are you going to go international? Keep in mind that what's going on internationally is affected somewhat by the value of the dollar. Also, there are a lot of people who are not coming to America from elsewhere because of the immigration questions, and that will mean there will be fewer flights to some of these destinations because even though a lot of us want to go over there, they can't fill up the planes to bring people coming back here. So there will be an adjustment, if you will. There are more domestic flights being put on, 100,000 seats a day added. But they're in smaller planes because, as Victoria said, they're trying to service and get in out of places like Bangor, Maine, and Burbank, California. And it's still pretty easy to get in and out of those places. But what's going to happen at places like LAX and Atlanta and New York's JFK, these planes, some of them, Boeing wants to redo the 747 one more time to extend the upper level almost the full length of the plane. And the answer to that from Airbus is that the big 380, which now has a capacity of about 500 passengers, they want to make the plane bigger or reconfigure the inside of the plane to make it accommodate five. I can't even believe this. I wouldn't get on a plane that had 500 people on it to save my soul.
It's a lot of
575 people. 575 people.
It's almost on kind of planes. Gross to think about that. Ugh.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
What do you? That's like being in a small town, for God's sakes. There's towns in Illinois that are smaller than that.
It's true.
Like a whole town in the air and then getting the plane off the ground and keeping it in the air? No. Sorry.
I wonder where those flights are going to go, though.
Well,
I
mean,
are they the super, super
Beijing
long ones?
Beijing to Shanghai and Beijing to Dubai and Beijing to London and Beijing to San Francisco and, you know, that. And there's a little time.
Even worse, though, being on a plane for that long with that many people.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Then the toilets get stopped up.
Yes. It's gross.
Ew. I didn't even
That's
think
what
about
I worry
that.
About. That's the first thing I think of with a lot of people on a plane is the bathroom. Ugh.
Yeah. No.
Yikes.
No. All right. So there we have a summary of travel.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
I think the point of our travel segments is just stay home.
Well, that's
or
the
just
other
get
thing.
In your
you
car.
Know, actually, that, thank you for bringing that.
Staycation.
Right.
In the back of my mind, why do people feel like they have to go away? I mean, it's nice to have a change, but do you really know what's in your own town? I can tell you there are dozens of things I've never seen in Boston. Never. And I'll bet you in Los Angeles, Jennifer, you could find dozens of things you've never seen.
Oh,
and the
sure.
same for New York City where you are, Victoria, and Washington where you are, Carrie. I bet you there are dozens of things that you've never seen that are a part of the city where you live. So, we offer that as a suggestion, an idea.
I mean, I've never even been to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I mean, like, once, but...
Why do you want to go to Brooklyn?
Because that's the thing. It's a Manhattan thing. Like, once you're in Manhattan, there's no need to leave, so I just don't.
Well, people who live in Manhattan are kind of a little arrogant about it.
Not arrogant.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not arrogant about it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that many people go to Brooklyn.
Well, the reason
they're
people
Queens?
Don't like...
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. Queens, yeah. I do have to go there
Staten
sometimes.
Staten Island, even worse.
That is a dump.
I just didn't like Staten Island. Are you kidding?
No, there's actually the large Staten Island dump is there.
It's been covered over, though, hasn't
That's what it?
It
still smells when the wind hits the right angle.
Staten Island was built as a garbage dump. That's why Staten Island was built, to take the garbage. And that includes Rikers and those areas that are around Staten Island. They're all either human garbage or other kinds of garbage. All right, so that's.
I like Staten Island. I think it's pretty, and the
You're the only
there,
person in the history of the world to ever say that.
The Bronx and Staten Island too. Stop, please. It's where are we? About 19 past the hour here with the DJV Experience.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Hey, remember a couple years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGETBLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget about our experience that we've set up here for you on that special telephone line to give us your opinion. Is your house a horrible mess? Are you planning a thorough spring cleaning? Call 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. 800-282-2333 to express yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for excuses. The musical portion of our program is all about music news, people in the world of music that are making news. I don't get this as news, though. Although, so look at some of the news media, you'd think, my God, Barry Manilow came out, he's gay?
Oh. Breaking news.
Hello.
Who would have thunk it?
40 years ago, maybe it would have been big news, but from then to now. But he admitted in an interview, for the first time, he is married to his manager, and I guess that would mean he was gay.
His manager, Manilow's manager?
Manilow's manager, yes, is a man. Manilow's manager is a man.
Yes.
He's 73 years old. Real name is Barry Pincus. Been responsible for, in my opinion, some of the best pop music in the history of pop music. This is a great song, Copacabana. You can go through any number of songs. He was married to a woman in the 60s. Her name was Susan Dixler. I don't even like people knowing the name of my dogs, so for the public to get that close was really very strange at that point in his career, in his life. He says, now I don't mind. This guy, Keith, who's his manager, has been hiding their relationship from the public for 40 years. They even kept their wedding a couple of years ago a secret until Suzanne Summers spilled the beans. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's kind of amazing he's been able to not comment on it for 37 years.
Yeah. I mean, why? Who cares what the guy is?
Forty years ago, people did. I know, but like, I mean, it's you know, now it's that's kind of an amazing thing with social media and everything, just to, that it's
listen
that it hasn't come out
body
yet
of
until this.
Work. That's the you judge somebody if you're into the judgment thing on, in this case, what this guy has contributed to our pleasure quotient over the years. There's probably not much that he's recorded that's been a pop hit that I haven't really liked. I went to a concert of his a few years ago, and I've actually been to three or four of his concerts. And I just find the guy able to touch. Yeah, crank this up. He's able to touch the emotions of people in a way. way that people can identify. I mean, everybody's had a Mandy in their lives. The fact that you want to sing about making it with somebody that you'd be at the beginning of a relationship so happy to be with. And then he wrote the songs. He wrote that song. I write the songs not only about the pop music, but the songs that he did for popular commercials. I don't know if you got a couple of those there or not, Kara.
You'll have to tell me if this is actually the version you think of, because this is the only one I could find.
Well, he wrote, there are people who argue about whether he created We Deserve, is it We Deserve or You? You
Deserve a Break Today.
That's right.
Yeah, that was his creation. People claim that he only wrote the words, and other people say he did the music, but he didn't do them both. What are we going to do, argue about who did the lyrics and who did the music? He was Bette Midler's pianist. That's how he kind of got started. Had a great friendship with Barbara Streisand, and he was inspired early on. And just, I mean, the guy's prolific. Yeah, that's the only way that I can describe him. What happened?
don't worry about it.
Right. So am I too excited or enthused about the guy? No, I think his music is fabulous. Yeah, this is a great song, too. Anyway, so Barry Manilow is gay. Who cares? He's a great performer. I hope he keeps going. It's 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Everything changes. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You want to hear something awesome? There is a beginning, middle, and end to every emotional experience we have. That means no matter what you're going through, there will be a beginning to it, a middle, and an end. No matter how intense your emotions ever get, eventually, at some point, they will change. Now, why is that so important to understand? Because if you can, in the middle of your most intense emotional experiences, recognize that it will pass at some point, then you'll be cognizant enough not to make a decision in the beginning or middle of the experience that leads to a disastrous outcome. Sometimes life is really difficult, and sometimes things just flat out hurt so badly. But I want you to remember that everything changes. Everything has a beginning, middle, and end. For help staying in control through even your most intense emotional experiences, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Oh, and you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you.
What is this we're playing in the background? What the heck is that? That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's awful. What is it?
You've heard this song about 20 times before. Well, if you come on when the song starts.
Play it.
Okay.
What is it?
It's James Arthur. It's a new song on the radio. It's called...
Send it to Imus. Let him
play. Okay, I will.
Oh, boy.
35.
Well, you're in a surly mood today.
You just went to go get strawberries.
I'm in a very helpful mood today. This is not conventional radio no matter what, but here we are to help you in the food news department. We have sports news coming up with Biff and Biff in a few moments. But first, the story of Caruso's restaurant, a fine Italian restaurant in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Caruso's is a chain, isn't it? Or is this a
I do not know. I'm focused on Caruso's in Mooresville, North Carolina.
This particular one. All right.
Yes. Joining a small but kind of growing list of restaurants turning away or discouraging children from coming into the restaurant. This is kind of an upscale restaurant, and this circumstance over the weekend was the last straw for them. They have a sign now on the restaurant door, children not allowed. The circumstance was the small girl using an iPad with the volume on high, and her parents refused to turn down the device after the staff and the people sitting around them asked to please turn down. Can you imagine parents being that? You were just talking about parents off the air. That's kind of why I went to this first. What in the world do you think, if you're a parent, what is your responsibility? There's this story that I see in today's Washington Post say that folks were upset, and the parents were upset, but the parents didn't seem to care. They weren't paying any attention. And so they tried to be nice about the situation at the restaurant, but they are there to take care of all the customers, not just somebody with a five-year-old kid that's got a laptop that's playing at the top of its volume. And how do you get so lost? So all children are banned in this restaurant. It's kind of, I look at some of the people.
It's probably like 16 or over or something,
right? We actually got up and left because the waitress was rude, said one mother, because they said I couldn't come in with my child who was 6 years old. She cried, they let the six-year-old in, and she was crying, so they told her to leave. Now, that may be going a little bit far. And they don't like big parties. Some of these big restaurants, these fancy restaurants, I'm taking the kids to Megan and Brendan to a fancy restaurant on Saturday night in Santa Monica.
Oh, what time should I be ready?
Yeah. Actually, you can come if you'd like. That's a good idea. Why don't you come join us for dinner on Saturday night? Yeah, let's do that.
No, why don't you bring Jeff so you can kill two birds with one stone?
That's even a better idea.
Here's the sad thing. Jeff is actually leaving town because he heard that you were coming, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to Idaho to see his brother.
Really? I think you should join us for dinner.
All right, if I can't, where are you going? I was really kind of...
Well, I was going to go to Michael's, except they've got a wedding there, and they've got the place bought out. So I've got another nice place...
Do you want to mess with your kids? Let's announce our engagement at dinner.
Okay. There we go.
How awesome would that be?
Well, so anyway, back to Michael's, which is right off the promenade in Santa Monica. I mean, you talk about being stiff. Woo! I hadn't even thought. I said to Megan, why don't you bring Miles? And she said, no, because we want to just have the time together because, you know, it's getting to the end of my wintertime visits there and the kids just want to spend some time with me. So anyway, I'm thinking about all the places that and Michael's doesn't allow children either. But I'm thinking about all of the places that I've been with Miles. And
I didn't think any place could actually do that. I know some places, you know, obviously you would think twice before bringing a kid, but yeah. I didn't think that they could actually say no children allowed.
Well, but I think in this circumstance, it's...
I mean, I'm all for it.
I
want
to go to a nice restaurant. Frankly, does it sound like I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but I don't want to go to a nice restaurant, pay, who knows what, $100, $200 for a good meal for two people, and have some noise coming from...
Yeah.
Somebody that ought to not be there in the first place. Does that sound horrible?
Especially little babies who don't know how to act in a restaurant. I mean, I think that's okay. There's an expectation when you go out and you're going to pay, you're going to drop almost $100 a person that
but
you want to have a
teaching?
Nice, relaxing, quiet meal. Yeah.
All right, so the next part of this is, what are you teaching your children if you let them at 4 and 5 and 6 years old get away with this stuff?
Yeah.
I think that Caruso's is right. I wouldn't, and Michael's is right, and there are places, bring the kids to Denny's. Or
I'm a big fan, though, of not having all nice restaurants do this, because I think it's really important. When I was, you know, when I was young, I'm an only child, so my parents would take me many times to places where I had to just be forced into a situation with adults, but that taught me really quickly how to act, and so I hope that all restaurants will still allow a few kids so that you can get on. I mean, you need training.
After 5 in the door, you don't let any more in?
Well, no, but I mean, you need to let, I mean, you need to have a training ground for kids so that they do know how to behave. I mean, I know people who I would go to dinner with and they didn't know what, you know, fork or knife or glass to drink out of because their parents really never took them for training.
They don't know which side of the table, which side of the plate the fork belongs on, the spoon, the knives. Okay, so here I'm going to go one better. Ready?
Ready.
Here's a restaurant that charges rich people more money than they charge poor people. This is a restaurant that is in, Southern California. In the southern part, it's South L.A. It calls every table a restaurant. It's it's a stretch, apparently, because not only do you serve yourself at their restaurant. Do you know this restaurant, Jennifer, every table?
No.
You warm up your own food in the microwave.
That sounds sort of like Japanese cafeteria style.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering, if they charge them different amounts, what rich person is going to this restaurant anyway?
If it's trendy, they'll go like dummies.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. So the few blocks, say it again, Doug, a few blocks north of this restaurant, Every Table, another location in an open-air mall in downtown L.A. It's called The Block. You know where that is, Jennifer? I'm trying to...
The Block.
We're focused on where that is.
In downtown L.A.?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, VLOC. There's no seating at the restaurant there, and they have the same food. So at Every Table, they charge you $5 for tamales, and the same food at a restaurant that belongs to the same company that's up the road a piece is $9. So you can go to the cheap place and buy Jamaican jerk chicken and coconut rice for $5, go up the street to The Block and get Jamaican jerk chicken and coconut rice for $9.
Perfect.
The pricing model depends on the location, and the location is pretty indicative of what people make in the neighborhood. So in one neighborhood, they have exactly... I find this interesting under the circumstance.
This is kind of like a social experiment to see which people go to the expensive place and which ones realize they can get the same thing for less money.
Actually, that makes sense to me, though. If you've got a lower-income neighborhood, then you're going to get customers there. You can get customers at all your restaurants.
In South L.A., the average income, apparently, according to the research that's been done, is only $18,000 a year. So a lot of college students live there. People that don't, you know... Probably a lot of illegals, I'm going to bet, live in that neighborhood. People that aren't making a big living. So anyway, the fellow who owns the restaurant is Sam Polk, P-O-L-K. Used to be a Wall Street trader. Decided to do good with his money. Went to California. He thinks there's a lot of injustice there because of all the poverty and the different things going on. The obesity crisis. So he wants to fix the problem. And one of them is to serve, one way to fix the problem is to serve good food and not charge a lot of money for it. So,
profit-wise, it probably all evens out. Because if you're charging $9 for the same meal versus $5, in the middle is probably exactly where he needs to be for profit.
This is probably a $3 meal, I'm going to guess. This kind of stuff is cheap to make, isn't it?
Yeah, it
should
be.
Jamaican jerk chicken and
coconut rice.
Yeah. That's not going to be expensive.
Right.
So, yeah, you're probably right. He's probably
smarter. So it's a good business model.
Yeah, right. He's actually pretty smart.
A lot of places move into neighborhoods and they price themselves right out of the neighborhood. Yeah. So obviously he's not doing that, and they're really, I think more businesses should start doing that.
Yeah. Well, it's what about businesses in general then? How about that? In some places, do you think that certain, like buying gasoline, mm-hmm. should gasoline be cheaper in a poor neighborhood than it is in a rich neighborhood? Kind of like that now, I think. Frankly, you can go into, I was in a pretty bad neighborhood yesterday. The gas was $2.13, $2.14 a gallon. And then you drive into Newton and areas around Newton, Mass. So I came the back way up Route 30, so it was like Weston and Wayland, and the same... mobile gas is 12 cents a gallon more in these other upscale communities. So between a poor neighborhood and a rich neighborhood, there's 12 cents difference in the gas.
So gas stations are already doing this business model.
Yeah, they kind of are.
I mean, they do it. I mean, we always know the ones that are right by the freeway or the very convenient to get to. Those are always more expensive.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know I'm going to have to move soon, speaking of gas?
Really?
Governor Brown asking for that vote today in California for a gigantic tax, a gas tax raise, so that he can fix the roads, which he'll never do.
Great.
It's going to be $5 to buy gas here.
I'm happy to be. Well, you still have to, even no matter what, even if you don't live there, you got to buy the gas. You got to pay for the ride, as it were. All right. In a moment, the ladies of the program, at least Victoria and Jennifer, Biff and Biff with the sports news. Right after these words, 46 past the hour.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
All right, the feisty ladies of the morning, Biff Horn and Biff Keelan. Let's see, who's in charge? It's Thursday, so we need to know about the Thursday night football war. Where is this going? This is a wowzer. As far when you hear where this is going to go, folks.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, wow. All right, Victoria, tell us the story.
It is a wowzer. You're right. The NFL's bidding war for Thursday night football is finally over. The winner is surprising. It's Amazon Prime. Now, they beat out Twitter, Facebook, and even YouTube by millions of dollars. They're paying $50 million to just run or just to air a Thursday night games.
Now, are they going to be on regular television as well or not?
They will be. For people who still have cable, you'll be able to see it on CBS or NBC. Yeah. But for anyone else who has cut the cord, if you are an Amazon member or if you're not
that
an Amazon Prime member.
Business is getting so big and they spend that kind of dough.
Yep.
Oof. And the NFL, this has found money for the NFL.
Oh, completely.
You think that CBS or NBC is paying less for their rights? Heavens no.
Right.
This is just more cash for these people.
But the interesting thing is the ratings for last season of the NFL were down, yet Amazon paid 5 times more than Twitter paid last year.
Well, that's
to air
because
it.
They're going to have more advertisers because all the advertisers are leaving Bill O'Reilly, and they're going to have to have a place to go, so they're going to go to the football game, which isn't much better, actually.
But you know what? That is interesting. But that is an interesting thought because Twitter is not a great place to advertise, which is why a lot of people are getting away from Twitter if you're a business.
Yeah, but all the sexual sleaze that goes on in football. All right, Jen. What's the story about Pedro Guerrero, who's one of the favorite former Dodgers? What's going on with him?
Definitely a classic favorite guy of ours. Well, this story broke up all over social media. People were suspecting that he had died 2 days after he suffered a massive stroke. Pedro Guerrero woke up in a New York hospital, talked to his family and his friends. He's been in kind of ill, failing health over the last few years. A very famous Dodger player, and he also played for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was hospitalized late Monday after having the stroke near his home in Queens. The rumors on Facebook were that he had passed away and that he was out of it, but his wife said it's a miracle he's alive, completely conscious, and speaking clearly 2 days after the doctor basically declared him brain dead. Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Good thought for him. 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The hour now, time for our daily trek into the world of tech.
Oh, how about that, Doug?
There you go.
Hey, the trek into tech. Let me write that down. I just thought about that. The trek into tech. I'm exciting even myself. Wow, the trek into tech. Very nice. It can still be called Tech Talk time. Facebook is in the news today along with Amazon. And it's not about football, so let's get to that in a moment after I remind those of you who are in business, the business of business, striving to hire the best people. Why wouldn't you want to hire the best people? It's hard to do that, though, because the best people are often sought after, and they may not even know of your opportunity unless they're paying attention to ZipRecruiter like you need to pay attention to ZipRecruiter. You want the best person? Go to ZipRecruiter.com, post your job everywhere, all across the country, on all kinds of networks. One click does it all to ZipRecruiter.com. Hire the best. You know you need the best. You want the best. You can pay for the best. So why not get the best? You have access to the best at ZipRecruiter.com. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. ZipRecruiter helps you quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person for the right job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yip. DJV is important because when you tag on to ZipRecruiter.com, you'll be able to use ZipRecruiter free. Great experience. You'll love it, and it'll get you hooked when you're looking for new people. You need ZipRecruiter's easy, fast way to interface. So that's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free for the best employees. Find them online at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so do we go back to Amazon? Because we sort of had them in our focus a few minutes ago talking about the NFL. And now here's something else. Because, and this isn't, they're going to have to spend some dough here, it looks like.
Yeah.
This is really kind of a weird ending to this story.
Well, in January, a little girl made the news when she asked her family's Amazon Echo, which is where Alexa lives in that little device. She asked for a dollhouse and for cookies, and the Echo complied and delivered the products to the house without her parents' knowledge. Of course, once the parents saw the box arrive, they were furious, and they went after Amazon and said, you know, this was a young child talking to Alexa, saying, you know, she wants a pony and a unicorn, like, you know, you need to get permission. And so Amazon did not refund them the money because they have a very strict no refund policy on things like that. So it turned into a huge lawsuit, and the FTC is involved, and now the end result is Amazon overcharged a lot of people in similar situations, and they now have $70 million they have to repay. So if you were overcharged or accidentally charged between November of 2011 and May of 2016, you might actually be getting some money back.
Huh. So how about them apples, boys and girls?
Yep.
Here's some tech talk from Facebook taking a strong stand here on something that they sort of promised to do, didn't they?
They did. Facebook has really been trying to work towards building a safer community for everyone, you know, no hate speech and things like that. Now they're moving forward with a new plan to stop revenge porn. And revenge porn is essentially a non-consensual sharing of sexually explicit images. So if a guy, and this happens all the time, and it's terrible, guy and girl break up, the guy has some nude pics of his ex, and he posts them online to shame her. And so this happens all the time, and now Facebook is rolling these new security measures out across their news feed, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger. So this is, all you have to do is if you see a picture that is of you, you just report it, and you check off nude photos of me, and then Facebook takes it down. And if you, they're also issuing a pretty strong warning to anyone who posts these types of pictures, you will never, ever, ever be allowed back on Facebook for the rest of your life. You're banned for life.
Huh.
And on Instagram and Messenger, I mean, they're really being strict about it.
Well, under the circumstance, I mean, Facebook has to play it clean and well because there's so many other options. Don't you think? They're going to stay on the top of the pile. They have to, I don't know if slaves are, they got to be, though, attentive to the needs of the masses.
Right. And it's true.
So this is why they are smart. Zuckerberg is no fool. This guy is smart. He may be all of the things that he was accused of being in the movie, but he still has brought this company. You would wonder, and I think everybody wonders, if the twins had gotten a hold of it instead of him, where would it have been or where would it have gone?
Yeah,
I think
that's
they're probably lucky that they got the payout from him and he's taking it because I think he's smarter than they are.
The Winklevi? Yeah, whatever happened to those guys?
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.